4-0 weekend, but I'm sure lots of things to work on starting Monday. What was really hit upon this week?
Yeah, so we really focused on blocking and making sure that we're taking away space up on the net, whether that be line, cross, or just getting up and over the net. So we worked a lot on that for 2 days. And then, of course, just consistent serving and, you know, like stepping back there and knowing, like, you have first point at serve opportunity to get that first point right off the bat. And so we worked a lot on that, like, mental aspect of it.
Miss serves. I hear so much, you know, and from the national scene to the college scene on coaches, you know, aggressive serving, missed serves. What's your kind of take on that?
You know, I think it's just like not going back there, taking the time and just, you know, washing away all the bad thoughts. So for me, it's just going back there. This is your time to take your time and getting the ball in play or to make a point or an aggressive serve. And so I think people just rush back there. The nerves get to them and they start focusing on everything else and what people are thinking at, what they're looking at, instead of just focusing on the task at hand and being present in the moment.
I guess there are some spots, you know, because coaches and Coach Traster calls spots and everything. Some of those are tough angles sometimes, but for the most part, you say, hey, you got to get the ball over. You're giving up free points.
Yeah, and as Traster says, we're college athletes, and by this point, we should be able to hit wherever we're told. And, you know, Traster, he's pretty... he's the legend himself, and you know, I think all last semester he's like, a short serve is not that hard to do, get it in front of the 10-foot line, and never seen the guy hit a ball since he's been working with me, and he steps behind the end line and serves a short ball right in front of the 10-foot. So then I had to practice mine to make sure I could do that too. But it's just about going back there and just taking care of the job, and that's a small task, and we just didn't really do it as well as we should have, and hopefully it carries over to this week that we got it fixed.
He's always trying to one-up you all the time, isn't he?
Always. He tells me that pretty much every day. Every day. He says, I'm never going to beat him, but yeah, I'm like, we're on the same team, Traster.
You said 13 teams in town for the weekend, is that right?
Yes. Yep. So pretty busy weekend, lots of volleyball starting tomorrow, 10 till probably 10 at night. So first matches start at 10, last match starts at 8, and then the following morning they start at 9. Last match starts at 3, and Saturday will be 3 courts, so lots of volleyball going, but tomorrow's just the 2 courts on the main court.
How about ranked teams are going to be here? You got a few on the schedule?
Yes. I haven't looked at, like, if there's standings are recent or not, but, like, Indian Hills is a really good program. Iowa Western, Hutch, Hill usually has some really decent programs as well. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you've got a few of those either Friday or Saturday, right?
Yes. Yep. So we have Iowa Western on Friday along with Hill, and then on Saturday, Iowa Western and... Fort Scott.
Mm-hmm. I see you got everybody. Is everybody healthy now? One was sitting out last week. Everybody healthy now?
I don't know. I mean, I had one player come in today with a lot of KT tape, so she said she's fine. Just don't look past that. She'll be fine. But I think everyone's on the mend.